Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
That's right. All right. Let's roll the ball forward. And that's Sam Cooke. Love this tune. Nice melody. And you're listening to Tomorrow's Red out of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Money for a Sinner. Another edition of The Cosmic Philosopher. And like to talk about the basic things about our existence. And it was something that I was deprived of as a child. And the child grows into an adult. What you get as a child, that's the adult you become. And it's my passion to talk about it, because guess what? I only had one childhood. Right? And nothing don't change that, except what I am learning now as an adult, that I have to change those type of thinking or attitude that I have, that I had, getting it in my childhood. And now I am coming into the understanding that the church was not a good thing. You know, and it sounds strange now to say that, but what gives me the right to say it and takes away from me a guilt to say it, it's knowledge. Knowledge supersedes belief in something you don't know. If you believe in something you don't know and you come to have a knowledge of it and you realize it's not good at all, you don't continue to believe it, do you? No, you do not. Fuse and short of the sense to make proper decision. So, yes, it's good to be here today. I am late, but better to be late than never, right? Better to be late than never. All right. I am presenting what I have read in history. And I will not stop until I am stopped by some cause. But I don't see I'm worth anything else than to talk about the history of the black people. And they say, well, that's all right. I kind of racist, Gilalim. And saying, I'm not racist, clearly not racist. But when you read the history and see where we are coming from, it's not like what we understand here today. It's not what we understand here today. What we are seeing and looking at today is not what history record in time gone, you know? So I don't worth anything else. And civilized people decide they're going to take over the world, that the good lords, the Elohim, have established, and they think they can get away with it. I know that we, as who live on the earth, we live in danger at all times because there are a lot of dangerous energy out there to destroy us in the twinkle of our eye. Okay? Thank you for tuning into the program, and those of you who listened in the archive, it pleases me when people pay attention to the things that I'm saying, because the things that I'm saying are repeated over and over in my shows, because it's a repetition, similarly to other things that we do every day, but because it is something that we must do. We don't take it for the context of foolish repetition. You go to bed every night. That's a repetitious thing. You wake up in the morning, that's a repetitious thing. You go to the bathroom and you take care of yourself, clean up yourself and come out and be presentable. That's repetition. You make breakfast, you have breakfast. That's repetitious too. You go to work, that's repetitious too. And whatever else you do, like go to church, go to Bible study, these things are repetitious things. How many things you do that are repetition? What in your life do you do that is not repetition? You can't name you one thing, can you? What I'm saying, what we value in life. Are repetitious things. That are very, very valuable to our lives. So a lot of people say, well, he's always talking about the same thing all the time because you know what? There is something about what I'm saying. There is a value to it. And because, as you see, a lot of people are Christians. They don't go to the same church. But the church that they go to, they go there repetitiously. Hello? That's true. So the things that I'm talking about, why would anybody ridicule me for talking about the same thing over and over again? I mean, there is not a trace that I am talking about history and it's not making any sense because I'm saying and reciting the same thing. Is there any fact in that I'm reciting the same thing? Isn't it true that the doctor practiced medicine? And he doesn't spend one day going to do law because he wasn't trained to be a lawyer, where he could split his time between practicing law and doing a surgeon's job or the like. So you see, we have a lot of problem in life here. A lot of us have serious problem with the way we think, because we are not elective or selective in what we think. We criticize things and don't notice that we are wrong, because, you know, you were brought up a child, you know, thinking these kind of a zigzag and in ways that were not clarified as whether it has value or not value. So I'm saying I didn't spend half a century in the church and, you know, until I age and mature, doing not the same regular things. I was conformed to do foolish and ignoramus things taught in the Bible. It's repetitious. But nobody thought anything was wrong with it. Learning that Jesus saved, Jesus died on the cross, Jesus bled and died. But nobody was spending any time to tell me something that was not being repetitious. Nobody wasn't telling me that Jesus never fulfilled prophecy in the Bible. Nobody don't tell me that. Nobody don't tell me no Jesus then could not be crucified on a cross. Nobody not telling me that Jesus did not want to die on the cross, begging his father like at least 3 times to not let him die. Nobody wasn't telling me that. Nobody wasn't telling me that no 3 men didn't see, follow no stars. Nobody not telling me that. Nobody not telling me that something is wrong with God asking Herod to go talk to the Jewish scribes then to get direction from him. And that it was wrong for the Jewish scribe to give him direction to see the baby, because thereafter Herod wanted to kill the child. And that was known by God, but God never cared to make him know where the baby was anyway. Nobody was telling me that. Now, is that a crisis? Does that confound us then? When I come here and every day speak about history, because history is in even a superior sense, stronger than the example I drew about a medical doctor. Because history of humanity is more vast than anything else that you can come by.
as an issue, the history of mankind. How can you get anything else more broader, wider, and deeper than that? And whereas we African people are duped by the Bible, writing all those old bunch of foolishness, because no Adam and Eve ever exist in the context of the Bible talking that you need to be saved because they sin. It's a lie. And even though I am saying it over and over, how many people are going the wrong way and still cannot be affected? They can't see that something is wrong with it. They believe it. Now, I am repeating it repetitiously. So, and they are not even paying any attention to what I'm saying. So, what? They still have a chance to learn that what I'm saying is the truth. They do. But what if you are beating my repetition and I'm not reporting something about Trump, or although I allude to Trump sometimes, but you know, other things like talk about the postal service, or you know, how many people have been killed yesterday, how many people die of the COVID virus. I know that foolishness has overwhelmed the civilized world, but I know why I behave the way I do, why I speak the things I do, why I have interest in talking about it and spend hours and hours talking about it, because there is nothing else more substantive to me. I am not adoring any human whatsoever. I love civilized humanity. Right? And I want to see us live according to the certified history that tells us who we are. I mean, since I found out we are out of the way, we are not educated about the knowledge of ourselves. Well, I want to help because I think I have found out very significant things concerning this matter. I want people to know. And as long as we don't know, we need to know. I'm responding to the need to know. See what I mean? And blessed are those who have found some, you know, a knowledge. Because if you don't come home to you, then can't just blame you for not paying attention. But when you know, that's the end of that foolish era of your life living in darkness. I know it was a very, 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 very bad thing to happen to me. Why I grew up in the church all the time, and my brain could be used for doing more useful things than spend all those hours in church listening to nonsense. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm talking. Because there's nothing superior to what I'm talking about. And the people who condemn the right thing, they will come to the point where they find out they were wrong to not pay attention to the things that I am talking about. I'm not saying I am the only person who's talking about it. But as it affects me,
In that context, that's the reason why I'm not excluding others who's talking about the same thing. But I'm talking about me in particular. My emphasis, because I think that there is a lot of differences between what other people are saying and what I am saying. Because what I have read and have seen, there are a lot of things that nobody that I read about talk about certain things that I care to talk about, because I think that they are very important and crucial. While a lot of other people talking about the same, the context of the issues I talk about, but yet they would allow the world to run on empty for a long time, because I talk about the foundation and the actual, what do you call it, the matriarchal beginning of our origin. That is something that is one of the most cherished things for us to know, because think back to the time when, you know, all of us had our date of birth, you know, some 11 of us. So there is nothing more important than those dates. You know, when I was born, when the rest were born, we are not twins, so, you know, these are singular time when we all were born. And we think about our humanity, you have to think about how did it happen? And here we have it in our real history. Sumerian history tells us. And these white people take it upon themselves to work tricks like a Ponzi scheme on the black people. And it happened so long that when we come on here today, we read their Bible that they want to use to poison us and turn us into lunatics, right? And put us to fight the world because we are confused. And that's not what should happen. So we read their Bible and we get the virus, just like the COVID-19. And until this time, so many of us are not able to discover that something is wrong with us. And we think the way we are, that's the way we're supposed to be. That's what these people do with the Bible. I'm trying to tell you that the Bible is not a good book. You see? But I can only do so much. And it's up to you to throw away the prejudice. You see? Throw away the prejudice against words, communication. Because you want to go there and go hustle and do things to, you know, prosper your physical life. But, you know, the spiritual life is what it's the most treasure, it's the highest treasure that we are to well-being of our spiritual mind. That's what we are to do. But there's time for everything. And it's not time to neglect or ridicule no particular good thing. Everything that we have that is good, we are to pay them right attention in their time. And if we keep it balanced, everything will go right. You're listening to Tim Aldred, talking the talk. I see affects us, our minds, and which to formulate the way that we are to think and live. See, because all over the past 4 years, not 4 years, but 400 years, 400 long years, that these sodomites are in the United States and calling it their country. And I don't know of anyone that is rebuking and chasing these sodomites out. It seems, for what I see, the black people have capitulated to the treatment they are getting. Lack of inalienable rights. They are content with that. You read the Constitution, and you see what the Constitution does? It places the people who invade and come here, the white people, it places them as priority they have priority to become wealthy and not the black people. Black people are made to be people who just raised up in this country like the crickets and the birds. That's the way, you know, it's like you are to provide for yourself, because the wealth around you, is not yours. You're not connected to it. And they come here to be connected to the wealth. White people are connected to the wealth. So that when we, the black people, are in need of anything, we get the thumbs down. You see, so although these folks will talk about and are created equal in their constitution, that's not what they practice. They don't practice that over the institutions that we are to master ourselves. So what they do, they push out the black people and establish the bogus laws. Bogus church, bogus everything. And we capitulate to it because they come with guns and all kind of a weapons. And we don't have any intellect to deal with them on it. So we capitulate to be done. You have to do some thinking and find yourself. Find yourself. And you can't find yourself reading the Bible, because the Bible is never going to make you realize yourself at all. And reading a book that these white people who think that they are conquerors and they have the right to suppress you, and they don't owe you no explanation for nothing, even though they wrote that they went to Palestine, they call Israel, and take away the writings of nationhood and bring it to America. That's what they said. They bring it to America. They do with it. What do they do when they bring it to America? Let me tell you what they do with it. This is what they do. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in a ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of New England. the Massachusetts Body of Libraries of ...1641 stated that if any man after legal conviction shall have or worship any other god, the Lord God, he shall be put to death. Death was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality, adultery, and kidnapping. Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law books. The most notorious cases, the most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft execution. So now you know, if you pay attention to what John Winthrop said, you will see that they are the sodomite killers who came from 7,000 miles away in the northern hemisphere of Europe, right? And come to the western hemisphere to do the kinds of stuff that they're doing. So what kind of folks are they that do these kind of things? And that black people succumb to them. You capitulate to what they do. I'm going to read this section again. Not all of it, but just this. This is a few, maybe three, four lines. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay. Massachusetts Bay Company, with no need for explanation. Imagine that. Now, this nationhood thing is about civilization of nationhood. So what they are doing when they come to the African people territory, such as the United States, they come here because they are not civilized. Like I told you, he is a governor of Massachusetts Bay. Is he civilized? No, he's not. But that's why they come here, because they're going to establish their own a system, sodomite system. Never one day civilized. Now, anybody want to say, repeating. I'm not regurgitating, though, because I know what I'm talking about. But repeating, yes, I do. But why would you accuse me of these things? Since there's hardly anybody paying attention to it, what chance have they to discover anything unless I continue to repeat it? If the sun doesn't shine tomorrow, don't put your clothes out, don't do anything that need the sun, right? Because the sun is not repeating, the sunlight on you. All right, so what I am saying to you, my friends, is black people are in a crisis. Because when these people come here and do the kind of thing and resident themselves, 400 years now, those folks should go back home. They don't think so.
because they say it's our country, sir, and you never say no, it's not. You don't object to it. You see? And you see this in the, it affects the black people and music and everything they do, because everything they do, they allow the white people to control it. Black people. That don't make no sense. And we have the power to know and to control our territories. And because if we stand up for our civilization, there would be power in us to protect ourselves. But we don't have the power because we don't have the knowledge. We allow the white people to suck knowledge out of us and push in their sodomite Jesus into us. And Jesus is not a sound character at all. It's not even a sodomite man anywhere that is Jesus. No, Jesus exists. But we allow them to lie and lie the way they do and write an elaborate Bible, saying all these things about us. Our character about Moses and Abraham and stuff like that. And we don't stop them. And they use these lies that they design up on the existence of our patriots and stuff like that. And they don't have one patriot from Europe that is a part and can fit into the groove of what they're saying. No, they don't. They do not. Because they are uncivilized, sodomite, homosexual. That's what they are. But we allow them to spin themselves out of that picture of being homosexual to being civilized government. We allow that. And they bring in Christianity. Oh, black people allow white sodomite people to come in with church. Oh, how did we allow them? From the day I started to read and understand what I'm reading, there was no more church in my understanding. And yet still, this is what is going on, to where black people don't lose perception of their own existence. And the world history textbook tells us a simple thing that we must know. And if you didn't know it as a child, when you turn whole, you should be able to read and see it, where the book is telling you that coming from state in life at the very incipient point when we were coming into this, into the earth's experience of life, coming from the spread of Homo sapiens, we African people are coming from the spread of Homo sapiens sapiens. Homo sapiens sapiens. Right? Where the history book is telling you the first anatomically modern human who look like us. You hear that? Talking about civilized man, not white people. That's what the World History Book here says. That's what it says. Right? After it tells you, came hybrid. And Neanderthals become Neanderthals from the same first Homo sapiens. So Neanderthals came out from the Homo sapiens by a different means than we do. Because we came from Homo sapiens, but by fertilization in vitro in vitro. All right? So It tells you now we are taken out from Homo sapiens. And that makes us, when we mingle with the blood of the Elohim God, we become wise Homo sapiens. That's what the world history textbook says. That when it says Elohim created us in their image and after their likeness, it is not anything compared to what Genesis 1:1 is talking about. A spirit God in a garden making Adam and Eve out of dust. It don't compare. And you can't find that in any world history textbook. You don't find that in Sumerian textbook. Right? So common world history textbook is telling us the fact long before you get to the actual Sumerian history. World history book that you find in every academic institution, college and university. And it is telling us that very, very clearly that we are coming. We are coming from Kali modern human people that look like us, you and our black people, and Chinese look like, and Chinese, and Indians, and Arabs, and Hispanics. We are ethnicities of the same first anatomic modern humans. Right? People that look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being, appeared in Africa between 150,000 years ago and 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicate that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. That's it. To those people, it comes down to show us how through the Paleolithic, Neolithic, and Bronze Age, we came out of the little villages and go into big civilization. And it tells you here that by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern human life. How about that? It's us, the anatomically modern man that look like us today. Talking about the ethnicities within this film. You see what I mean? It's not a joke. It's not something for us to take lightly. Because we have these sodomites them that are ruling us and conquer we everywhere we go. If you don't want to wake up and learn the truth about yourself, go on to church and praise Jesus on the day of Pentecost. Those things are filth. A filthy stuff that. For you to put your brain to seeking to the Holy Ghost and all those kind of stuff. And it's filthy sodomite stuff that creates those kind of things. You don't find it in the world. It's a textbook. No certified history. Don't say those things that they have writing in the Bible. Sodomite, write them galore. I mean, one after the other. Four gospel. Why are you writing four gospel? I'm a sodomite, and they make it overflowing. And it goes on. Our civilization, don't include them. When I tell you that these guys go into Rome, Italy, 509 B.C., research that, because it will show you exclusion to our civilization, and that they did steal the military, they did overthrow the king and take over the place and start their democracy. You hear them? So they, democracy, 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 our democracy. Since when? 508 BC. You don't hear anybody ask them where it come from, because black people are willing to follow these sodomite white people. Emergence of civilization. This is the first time black people going to experience big civilization. The gods, they have civilization long time that they, you know, made up all different places all over earth. They have their own, but now they're going to put mankind, take them out of the little villages and put them into big place civilization, because we have populated to that number where they think that, okay, we need space now and a higher form of life. And they gave it to us. And these white people come and take it away from us and polluting everybody as they go along, because, you know, they want control. And that's what the Bible is about. When they were campaigning out there in their conquest and imperial colonialism, that's when they write the Bible. I won't come and like fool us about, oh, you know, it was some God, spirit God. We don't have the spirit God. Now we are in history. So we have emergence of civilization. We have the rise of cities. It's not that it was the first on earth that big civilization rise up. Not with the a large number that we create now, but civilization in general is what the gods brought to earth. They are civilized beings, and they brought this way of life, and they decided after we materialize up that they are going to give us these features. It wasn't there all along. And one thing to think about, the white people been in Europe long before the gods came to earth, before they brought civilization here. What did the white people have as civilization by the time the gods them come here? And by the time the gods create us, black people, who spread all over the earth. Now, after we spread, they come out and learn about our way of life and things. And that's how they get kind of know-how to begin to want to rule us and turn us to be sodomite like them. Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, that's too bad, because you're going to miss it. You're only going to eat and drink until you're dead. That's it. No, we don't want that. That's not the way it's supposed to go. But if you don't decide to learn and take the high way of life that we are taught, well, that's what is going to happen until anything else happens. Something else is going to happen. Those who fail to learn and to put on the armor of the gods, forget it. You fall and never rise. Now, we have government. We have government. And it tells you how the government is run. Right in here is not democracy. In the World History textbook, it don't tell you nothing about no democracy. And it don't tell you about no queen. You see, in these guys take advantage of us with writing these World History textbook by putting stuff into it. That's not true. Because in the real history, it tells that it's kings that rule. You see? King rule. Not no queen. Kingship. Right? The government name is kingship. You see? And whether or not you are a female or male, you are working in a government establishment named kingship. And the title of king, anyone who is ruling. These Sodomites come and they talk about kings or queens and monarchs. You see? And they put the monarch in a different color ink. You see? Because they are adding to it. You see? They are adding to it, but they don't put change of color into queen, because the history is not about queen or king. It's about kingship, and that ruler can be male or female, and it is the title of king you serve, right? King is not a male or female name. It doesn't say that. Right? We, by notion of AD Anadamani, think that king means a man. That is like where they write Bible and say God is a spirit, but yet still he's a man. You see, and the Sodomites, they screw us up with all of these kind of words. You know, pollution, use of words. The role of religion. And a lot of African people don't know the difference between, including me, for a long time, did not know. So I'm not throwing stone. The role of religion, and this is what it is. Important religious development also characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. What is your existence? It's your indigenous beginning. And what is it? It is spelled out how that we are created by and through DNA fertilization in vitro in a gas tube. That's the way our life started out. That's what these white people omit out of the Bible and talk about, build up the story about Adam and Eve in a garden and they sin. Nothing down, Gusto, because even their own Bible throws stones at them because it said God and Christ had foreknowledge before they created anything. Two of them create heaven and earth. So you think about that. If you don't know contradiction in issue, stop reading then. Because what you fi do, you know, do it. What you know fi do, that you do. Contradiction. If you don't know your existence, then who are you? Who created you? Is it Adam and Eve in a garden? By a spirit God? That's who created you? Is that what your history says? Do you have history of your origin? You're afraid of that. That's up to you. But the truth is the truth. And if you're afraid that people are going to hurt you if you tell the truth, well, that's too bad. I don't have any. I don't have any fear about speaking what the truth is, because these people we are afraid of today, of what they will do with their government, kill us and stuff like that. They are the ones supposed to be afraid of you. So when you are afraid of them, things going in the opposite direction. So I don't have any reason to be afraid of what they call Pope and President. None whatsoever. Moreover, don't even better talk about the FBI and the Secret Service and all this kind of stuff. Because all of them are perversion. And you stand up on the truth, none of them can stand up in front of you. Don't even better talk about it. of the Supreme Court and stuff like that. Because all of those stuff are fraudulent sodomite culture institution that they are imitating the civilized institutions that the Elohim set up on earth. First time in Mesopotamia. In the level of human existence. Mesopotamia, the first place. But what about in the Michael Tellinger and ancient stone structure of Africa? What about that? What about this research that this guy did? Right? I have a link. I have a link that I'm going to drop into my chat box right now, and anybody can come in and get this link. It is very important that all African people have this link, because white people don't want you to have it. I'm telling you that from experience. They don't want you to share this link on Facebook or nothing like that. They don't want you to share the link. They don't want you to share the link because of the knowledge that it possesses. You're not to have it, see? You're going to take away control from them. If you read the study, see the pictures and everything of this research, and it will tell you about the amazing discovery of 200,000 years old metropolis in Africa. You see? And it's the reason why I have a passion about this, that these folks that we call white people, they don't come from our territory. They are the first to migrate out of Africa and go into Eurasia, right? In Asia and in Europe. What I am trying to say to you is to make a distinction that black people are distinct in history, certified history. And right here now, I read from Zachariah Sitchin, which is completely 100% Atra-Assis Sumerian writing history, right? And how it does not include white people in there as civilized people. So they come as a engrafted, a wrongly engrafted vine of humanity, and learn to scam and criminal action, right? That's what they are doing, and they want to let African people live off their perception, moral order and law order should be. Their interpretation of what they have learned from us, and they're taking control. What I'm telling you is not untruth, it's the truth. That's what is happening. They want, because they see they're turning the civilized world into a sodomite world. That's what they're doing. That's what the Bible is for. Because there's nothing true about Jesus trying to save you from your sin. That's not true. And when you don't know what your own history says from A to Z, then these criminals have their way. Because you don't have anything better to tell them than what they are telling you. And therefore, they can remove you, since it's a psychological identity. They remove that perception from your brain about what Elohim is to you, what your creation is. Okay? Until you believe the Bible and think that, you know, faith and belief in the Lord is the best thing in the world. You live like that, an idiot, and it becomes the easiest way for you to live and praise and worship God. But don't go like that. You see, and the world is, humanity is going to go on forever like this. And nothing will change for us as long as we go with the sodomite white people who, you know, forever, they own everything black people have. And you'll think that, oh, they were born to have these things. That's what they're reduced to. And you don't get to know the story about these white people. You see? And because they will kill you, oh, that makes it so, so much, you know, bad for the black people who believe in the Bible. Free. That's the white people freeway to entangle black people. Okay? So they will, you can go to university and college and stuff like that, and you come out and you are no different from the person who can't say ABC. No different. Because yes, you can make computer and stuff like that and will never be looked upon like you are not civilized. You know? Oh, you can, you're way up in the world. You go to high school and you go to the best college and university. And yet still, you can't use words in the effective way. Because they rig it. They know to rig it. And that is what is happening right now. Pure lies, pure deception these folks are under. And we have the writing to direct us and to tell us who we are, and we can't understand that. That's why we are glued to the Bible and cite Bible verses and preach and talk about Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in the garden, and we are perceiving a place where we don't know, with Adam and Eve in the garden and a spirit God who is creating them, blowing them out of the dust and all that. And because this is such a highly high knowledge to absorb, when we become adjusted to believe in the Bible, it's very hard to absorb a different type, a reading that is telling us something 100% opposite from what the Bible is telling us. And that's how these white people are controlling the black people. That's no joke. So in the world, it's a textbook. I read it already, tell you that we are the only anatomical human being in a film with Indian, Chinese, Arabs, Hispanics, and all other non-white people. We are different from them. They don't have anything to do with us because, like I said to you, they are the first to migrate out of Africa into where they are up in the Europe. And a million years and more, and they did not make a pin. Could not be a civilization. Right? So the fact that they didn't have language, they didn't have none of the civilized institutions that we have, then why they are running us down to take away what we have? Why? And they cannot accept the kingship order of the Elohim who brought the civilization. They can't make anything like that. So they scrap Elohim civilization and begin to establish their own, and then use weapons to compel African hybrid people to be underneath them. That's what they're doing. Now, if we are able to articulate that, there's just no way that they can stay in our territory. They couldn't come here. They couldn't. But time has come and passing, and they think that they're going to go on, but no, they are into a progressive Elohim environment. They should stay where they are over there in Europe. And they think that it's going to be a nice life for them to come over here all to all of the territories where black people live. And remember, they had an appetite out all over the world since they go up in Europe. They didn't, because they fuck body and them not, try to have, civilized children. And that's what put them where they are. So they come in and sweep, swoop down on the African people they are and take us through all these whole bunch of atrocities and wind up controlling the world. But when the truth is known, it's going to be like the sun shining. And there's no way they can stand up here. I'm telling you because you need to know. And if I don't tell you, you probably will never know, because I was 50 years or so more before I begin to understand and read and find out. So I'm telling you, each one tell the other one and spread this understanding among us. And that will build our energy. And let these sodomites go back where they come from. So I tell you, simple thing in our history for us to read, but I didn't know about it myself. Important religious development also characterized the new urban civilization. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. That's what we are connected to, my friends. When we understand our history and live by it. These folks can come around us. We don't plant gungo line with them. Okay? And all we need to do now is just tell the truth. They'll never be able to shoot us with a gun. They'll have to go back where they come from. Because they don't own anything like they think. Adi Anadamani is dead. They own everything because of Adi Anadamani. That don't link nothing at all with the Elohim established government on the planet. So they're not running a government, and we don't need to bargain with these people over nothing. Get out. That's it. And, the tornadoes, lately we have one up there in one of those states up there, and you see, beautiful job it does because of what is going on with these white people. See? If we African black hybrid people learn the knowledge of our history, we won't have any problem at all getting white people out of our way. We won't. But as long as we're going to church and voting for them and glorify them through what they're doing, they take over the weather system. They take over every system we have. You know what I mean? Yeah. But when the tide turned and they realize what's happening, what they took from us, they will leave it same place where they take it from. Because the dynamical power is not like you are under a hold up. The gods are different. The workings of the forces of nature, that's what these gods are all about. And it's in their history. But when these sodomites are talking about the Elohim, they talk about it like the dumb nature. Like nature is dumb, nature is uncivilized, and it's just the way nature works. That's what they're telling us. And that's not true. They are saying that because they know that the gods, if we are in connection with our Creator, they can't fool around us. And it's just like I am sitting here. You know, what can they do to me? What can they do to me? They can't stop me from talking the truth. And what they can do to me, I do not affirm that they can do anything to me if it is not something that the gods allow. You see? And I don't think of that, of anything happening to me, because whatever is decreed to happen, happen, right? So I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about the justice and peace that African people are supposed to live by, and it's in the world issue textbook. These people don't have anything here for them, for themselves as an inheritance. They have all in Europe for themselves. So I'm saying, that's right, they need to get out. And we have all what it takes to get them out. But if we still go to church and believe in Jesus and stuff like that, it's a faggot. Stop. Homosexual stuff. We must get out of that. That's what I'm saying. Sadducees were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. You see what I mean? And to win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval. And some rulers claimed to be divine. So, my friends, listen. And it goes on to tell how our civilization thrived. And also tell how these white people destroy our civilization. That's what they are doing until this day. So, I will tell you some more of this. Why was Jesus gay? With homosexuality moved from the realm of psychiatric pathology into the realm of normal variant on human sexual behavior, research efforts took a new turn. Psychiatry had succeeded in defining that homosexuality is not in explaining what it is. Questions of etiology in this as in other psychiatric matters thus became by default questions for neurobiology. Questions for neurobiology, are homosexuals and heterosexuals biologically different? In thinking about this question, biologists
have been greatly influenced by findings that involve what may be a related question, just how neurologically do men differ from women? All right. Now, I have a problem with this paragraph, because you hear they start saying, when it comes to homosexuality, in the day and time we are in, too bad for the people who are just growing up now and don't have anybody that is coherent and logical to speak to, but people who are in sympathy with homosexuality. And that is prime problem that black people must deal with, because black people are created hybrid. Elohim God, you read about, created in the image and likeness of God, not homosexual. And like I just told you about in the world issue Texas, we are atomically modern man, homo sapien sapien. Okay? So now when we have these type of things talking by people in well-learned profession and they are in sympathy with homosexuality, it means that they are succeeding in carrying the entire civilized world into sodomy. You see, that the very Bible here, if you are to read the Bible good, you will understand that God in there is a sodomite character. Jesus is a sodomite character, right? Where are you going with it? These people must not keep foot on African territories. That's all there is to it. No, when they're talking about, when the question is asked, are homosexuals and heterosexual biologically different? Answer that question, yes or no? No. You see, that's the world we are in right now. They're gonna talk about this until, like they just mentioned, not in explaining what it is. That's what psychiatry, they succeed at doing. Homosexual is not in explaining what it is. You see, they can't explain what it is, because if they are to tell, we have endocrine that has the gland, endocrine glands, right? And it is secreting energy that supply whether you are a heterosexual. Okay? The hormones in heterosexuals secrete hormones and put it in your bloodstream and direct your lusting. Okay? Because your lusting must be about procreation. Procreation. Sodomites, our culture, have a different endocrine glands. No secret love for women in particular. You see? And this is the problem that we are living under today. Just how neurologically do men differ from women? Why stop talking about men and man and start talking about man differ from woman? Why? Because they want to take this into a rabbit hole. In 1959, at the University of California at Los Angeles, the neuroendocrinist, Charles Barkloff, found that if a female rat, this issue is gone totally off track, because they're going to talk about
a female rat was injected shortly before or after birth with testosterone. A male sex hormone. The abnormal amount of his hormone, the rat, would make the rat permanently sterile and able to ovulate. Ovulation, as used here, is in part a technical term, refers both to what a lay person would think of as ovulation, the movement of the egg from the ovary into the fallopian tube and to the series of hormonal interactions that cause that event. But science is bound to restricted to keep research of human inclusive, not morph with something else. Makes sense. Science must keep the issue on the issue, like what I said above. So just answer the human question. A, B, C era of polytheism. Heterosexual men homosexual. Right? Keep the answer. Subject the answer of human question. So just answer the human question. A, is BC era of polytheism heterosexual men? Homosexual men.
Let's see. F. Are they? Are they the same? Are they the same? Keep it like that. Are they the same? And answer it. Is AD and a dominant hero, polytheism man, endocrine glands, secrete same hormone? Is AD Anodamani era polytheism man endocrine secrete? The same hormone. It must be resolved by asking the same question. Are homosexuals and heterosexuals the same? And then they're going to talk about, make a relevant question be the priority. It is not priority to the questions. Are men the same? Homosexual and heterosexual, are they the same? In the sexual sense,
in other words, it comes down to defined the answer to this is the endocrine. What is the endocrine going on with? They don't want to touch that. These white sodomite bitches, they don't want nasty asses. They don't want to answer that. They have a lust for going into another man's ass. Our dog and love for dogs and all this kind of thing. And now, they don't want to touch what is secreting and going into their bloodstream. They don't want to talk about that. These nasty cells. They talk about they own our everywhere we live, them come and take us out of it. Time that done away with now. I mean, there's no more of that. No more of that. They're going to go back where they come from. They'll learn those things. Don't come here. Come push it on us. We're it's just sickening my mind to look at them taking over the world and spreading their germs, their homosexual germs, uncivilized people. You see, with their civilized, fraudulent government, A.D. and Adamani, going to respond nothing at all. That is authentic government. None whatsoever. And they won the world with that. So, you see, this is the gut. This is the floor that they're walking on. And they can't clean it. The science that must address this, they make it of none effect. You ask them a question, then go to something relevant. No, I mean, it's just like you said, no, it must be a woman's vagina. No, they're going to find a way to tell you it's a man's ass. They can't answer the question. Gay men are created by Bible spirit God. Polytheism, night, what? Polytheism is polytheism. Polytheism, man. Polytheism, man. Are created by the Elohim. By the Elohim. DNA genetic manipulation, hybrid creation. Genetic manipulation. Right? This is it. That's all there is to it. This is the kind of problem that black people are having because we allow these sodomites to pounce on us and we absorb them. We must stand up on the knowledge that rules. The knowledge. Right, you see, right here in this little synopsis, you can see where the problem lies. So I asked a question. Was Jesus gay? Jesus was fully the character of Jesus. Doesn't represent that what we're reading in the Bible. See, they didn't write the Bible from way back in Israel. You know, like they said, they find the nationhood of Africa and take it to Massachusetts Bay and using it and said, they use the writing, like the whole Testament writing and stuff like that. They write the whole thing and they making it seem like the Bible is written by African people or prophets that God blessed to write those kind of things. That's, you know, this is another problem with black people. Because we fail to come to understand that the Bible doesn't have no kind of certification, no spirit God do anything to those things you're reading in there. Well, it's up to you. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and blessings to you. And you're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Beseeped by Lies. I hope you learned something. All right. And you take good care of yourself.